12 million illegal immigrants in the United States right now. Some called it amnesty then. They still call it amnesty now. What would you do if you were president of the United States with these millions of illegal immigrants, many of whom have been in this country for a long time?
If you're here, if you've come here recently, you have no ties to this country, you ought to go home, period.
The first step in this process needs to be an all-out effort to finally put to rest the illegal immigration problem in America. And this involves the construction of strategic fencing, but also the deployment of specific technologies like ground sensors and cameras and drones and so forth to secure the southern border with Mexico.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And it's got to stop. And it's got to stop fast.
It is a social fact that minority individuals face greater barriers than their majority counterparts in a country with a dark history of race-based discrimination and social inequality. To demonstrate the harmful effect that politicians have on immigration and policy for undocumented individuals, I spoke with students Andrea Sanchez and James Perlis, who have benefited from birthright citizenship and their family's migration into the United States.
I'm first generation American. I was born here and both my parents are immigrants. It's definitely been a transition for them. Where they come from, it wasn't really like the best circumstances. They're not lower class, they're middle class, but they were struggling middle class. And to come here and get more opportunity and still be middle class and have a lot more than what they did, it's definitely better for them and their lifestyle.
And my dad was born here, but my mother was actually born in Cuba, I think right in Havana, or at least right outside of Havana. If you're going a little farther back, on my dad's side, his family came from northern Spain, so we're Basque Spanish. On my mother's side, obviously they had to flee Cuba when Castro and everyone else took over. I think my aunt had come to America a little earlier. They didn't have a lot of money, but they saved up. They lived in New York, and it was hard because there was three of them. It was my mom, her sister, and their cousin, who we refer to as another aunt, and they all lived together in the same house. So it was tough for them getting here, getting jobs, getting money, affording education. But I know people who have had it a lot worse. So if we're talking just my parents, my dad did all right by the time he was born. My mom had to go through a little more stuff than he did.
Their struggles in Mexico is probably more just opportunity-wise. I guess not having the opportunity to kind of pursue their dreams. Here they have the opportunity to definitely pursue a dream, maybe not what they desired originally, but it's definitely more opportunity to live a comfortable lifestyle. The basic necessities, you know, food, shelter, and just extra, like a little money for luxury, not even that much, but just basic necessities. Just being able to have more opportunity here than they did in back in their country.
I think we're doing pretty well. My parents were both teachers. My mom taught in New York City at PS 51. My dad taught in New Jersey and West New York for Memorial High School. And, I mean, they've done well. Teachers, now it's kind of harder to be a teacher, but when they got into it, it was a little easier, better paying. And, you know, we have a house in Cresco, which is one of the nicest, probably, neighborhoods in New Jersey. We are by no means wealthy. We're middle class. But, you know, there's nothing I could ever complain about. We have enough for 3 years of a college education for me, which is awesome because I know people have to go through so much just to get one. So, especially compared to how my mom came to the country, we're doing very well. Even my dad, with his dad as a UN translator, like, they still lived in an apartment in New York. It was still a lot tighter with money. And both of my grandparents, both of my grandpas passed away before I was born. So my parents are just a little younger. So that hit them kind of hard. We were pretty established by the time I was born. They had me late, was the thing. They had me late 30s, early 40s, I think. So they were pretty established by the time they had me. Like, there wasn't any question about whether they could afford it. And I'm an only child, so I'm the only one they have to waste money on. So I think our status has improved. And I hope that as somebody coming from that family, when I have kids, I can improve it for them too. But you also don't want to forget where you came from, because, you know, you're willing to lose a lot if you're willing to say, hey, it's always been this way, because there's no guarantee it has been and there's no guarantee it will be.
We share this bicultural lifestyle where we're born and raised here, very American traditional lifestyle. But we also share a lot of tradition, a lot of our culture is our food, our music, everything is Mexican. So it has affected that in which we can be able to relate to both, you know, say we're Mexican American. Struggle-wise, I don't think we've struggled a lot ourselves. It's just more like kind of going against society and what they think of you. They have this stereotype that your parents are immigrants, but in reality, we're just kind of fighting to show we're not that, you know? They had a different struggle, and we're struggling to kind of fight for them and, you know, represent them and say that they're not what people think they are, they believe they are. What are the stereotypes? Kind of like referencing like what Donald Trump has said, stereotypes that Mexicans are all illegal or undocumented, that all Mexicans are uneducated, that are criminals. Those are kind of the stereotypes that people think of us when in reality it's not true, you know? My mom, both my parents, mostly my mom, she graduated from college in Mexico with a double degree in international business and accounting. People would see her and, you know, they'll see her in sweats, sneakers, and, you know, cleaning a house, and they'll think, you know, oh, she's some immigrant. And when in reality, she's an educated woman who has inspired us to come to college and, you know, make a career for ourselves as women, you know? She just, due to her status, she hasn't been able to pursue her career here.
First of all, fuck the Republican Party. I think it's an absolute fake flag where you put up Marco Rubio and you say, look, he's Cuban, he understands. He's one of the most whitewashed Cuban people I've ever seen, first of all. And I think that now suddenly the Latino vote is important to them, and it's important to them because they want to win. It's not important because they care about the people involved, or any minority, to be honest. Some of the things, like registering, all the work they've done to keep people from voting, most people they want to keep from voting are minorities or people in an underprivileged group. And I think that's ridiculous. There's a reason that most of their supporters are upper-class white people. And, like, I'm not knocking that. My family is white. We're white Hispanic. But, like, my family has never voted Republican, and they probably never will, because, like I said, we remember where we came from. And when you hear things about immigrants like that, like, my family was immigrants at a certain point. Just because other Republican candidates are low-key about their introverted racism or what they think about the lower class doesn't make it any better.
If it was just one person kind of preaching this, like if it was just Donald Trump saying, you know, Mexicans are this, I would take it as entertainment. He's just trying to get views, you know, try to increase his polls. But the fact that his polls are increasing due to his immigration stance, that's alarming to see the how much people are supporting him because of that. It's definitely having a negative impact. And same for my parents, you know, they were to see them, like, what do they think, that they're just like some illegal immigrants, when in reality their status, my dad's status is he's a citizen, he's a U.S. citizen. It's unfortunate that a large percentage of people in this country are very unaccepting.